This is Molly Knight with ESPN, the magazine, and we're here with Dwayne Carter, a.k.a. Lil Wayne, and he is doing his first ever podcast for the website. Okay, this first question is from Alan from Atlanta. Wheezy, if it's the Celtics and the Lakers in the finals, who do you have?
Oh, man, the Lakers, of course. And it should be the Celtics and the Lakers in the finals, and I have the Lakers, I'm sorry.
Why?
Two words, Kobe Bryant. And also, I love to see Phil, like I've said before, I love to see Phil get those 10 titles, you know, one over, red out.
How are you feeling about LeBron right now?
He's the best thing that ever happened to basketball. It's crazy. That is crazy.
But you're hurting Kobe Bryant's feelings.
I think Kobe would respect that, and I think Kobe would actually say the same because, he's so younger than Kobe, and he hasn't won any championships, and Kobe has, and so Kobe's like on a different level from him, so it's a difference. I mean, like Jordan and Kobe, I say Kobe's better than
right.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
People be like, well, why would you ever say something like that, but like I said, LeBron is amazing. He's amazing. I think they're going to start raising the actual side height of the rim.
Mm-hmm.
They have to. For LeBron, they have to. It's not fair. Unless either that or the rims in Cleveland need to be checked.
So if you were a general manager, you would draft, right now, you'd draft LeBron over Kobe. First pick.
Now that's a different question. I would draft Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
Yeah. Because Kobe Bryant knows, Kobe Bryant has I don't know if you guys see it or not, but Kobe Bryant has a different draft to win. By there with Shaq or not, you could tell by the way he plays now. LeBron is in the same situation, meaning he has to bring a whole team on his back and win it for not only the team but the city, the history and all that. And all that. Well, Kobe, he took that on from day one, sort of. After that first year when he was a knucklehead and all that, like after that, it's like you could tell that he was only a winner. He like that was actually the problem the first time.
Okay.
He was so used to being the winner.
So do you still think LeBron is going to go to New York? That's his destiny?
I think LeBron's going to go to New York. I think if he want to be all he can be, New York is definitely, you know, because his playing skills isn't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
The goals isn't going to get raised any higher. So he's going to still be amazing. So, yeah, I think he should go to New York. It'll solidify everything. Because if you bring, like I said, Kobe, he has to bring, not only he has to win not only for the team, but for the city.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the city, but for the tradition and the history of the team. Well, LeBron doesn't have a history of that team. That history of the team sucks.
Right.
So, but when you go to New York, there goes history.
But you don't think that Cleveland's having a good year or could possibly go anywhere?
Cleveland is having a great year, and I think Cleveland could actually be in the Eastern Championship, Eastern Conference Finals, but that's to me, you know, it's still like, imagine, okay, the Cleveland versus the Celtics this year in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron versus Kevin Garnett in the street. That's one. Then imagine the New York Knicks versus the Celtics in the finals.
Right.
LeBron playing for the Knicks.
Right.
I have nothing else to say.
In the Eastern Conference.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So what about D. Wade? People are saying he could be, you know, the MVP this year. What do you think about that?
I think people are saying, right, MVP, I would say most improved player. Because, you know, last year wasn't a great year, but... You know, and when you base it on that alone, then yeah, he deserves a whole lot. He deserves some rewards. But MVP is gonna be tough this year anyway because there's a lot of players playing great this year. But I say you have to look at his team though.
Mm-hmm.
Is his team gonna be in any kind of playoffs at the end of this year? You know, like something like I don't. Them really doing too much.
Well, I know you love Michael Beasley. How do you feel about the who at this point? Who's your rookie of the year?
Right now,
is it Beasley? Is it Mayo? Is it Gordon?
Nah, it's gotta be Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be Beasley because he's making the most noise and the most sense out of everything. And those guys aren't placed on too good. Well, Gordon's on a good team, but yeah, he gotta be beast.
Okay.
I would say my little homie DJ Harvest.
Yeah, from your hometown.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. We got a question from Greenfield, who says, "Yo Wayne, who you got Christmas Day? Celts or Lakers? I know you're Lakers fans, but the Celts are on a roll."
Lakers. I think the Lakers are gonna be. Once the Lakers beat them on Christmas, it's gonna be that those talks are gonna come about. Oh, the Lakers gonna win it, and I would love those talks, and I'm gonna be one of those people talking with them.
Okay. Next question from Michael in Columbus. What's good, Wayne? Loving the ESPN stuff, but what do you think about the whole Marbury situation and him refusing to play? You think it's Steph's fault or the Knicks?
No. I think that's the Knicks' fault. Because I never think it's the player's fault, because ultimately, that player doesn't have a voice. Literally. That team and his contract is what runs his whole career. And, that is the reason why this guy is sitting out and whatever is happening. Like I said, I don't blame Steph. Steph is only human, and he's only reacting to what's happening to him.
Right.
And I think, you know, if anybody was in that situation, you'd be, if not what Steph is, you wouldn't be pleasant.
Right.
So I don't blame Steph. And I actually think Steph is handling it the right way. He actually went to a game, like,
yeah,
on his own.
Right.
He paid for
a ticket. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's just amazing. Like, I like that, because I know that whoever team he get with, he's gonna be crazy.
Right.
He's gonna, so, like this guy, we was talking about somebody that once he get with someone, I figured he wasn't gonna do nothing. This would be stupid of him to be doing, but this is great.
Right.
Like he said, he's giving. They're actually adding 2 or 3 years on his career by him sending him out, his resting,
mm-hmm,
and working at the same time.
Okay. Next question. Hey, this is a baseball question. Okay, Weezy, if the MLB were to relocate or start an expansion team in New Orleans, what name would you give them?
Let's see. We try to stick with the little whole religious or either got to be something about some bees or something. Man, that's hard. I think like what's a real bad sounding bee.
Not a hornet, a wasp.
No, because a lot of people wouldn't know how to say the plural version of it. It wouldn't sound like you're saying the plural, like the New Orleans wasp. No.
Okay, we can come back to that one.
Yeah,
okay. All right. This is a question close to your heart.
It's the
okay.
Hive.
The hive.
Yes. The New Orleans hive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it's almost playoff times in the NFL. Who is your Super Bowl pick?
My Super Bowl pick, a Super Bowl pick, honestly, this year is the Ravens. I'm a defensive guy. I like defense. I would pick the Steelers, but Tennessee just proved them wrong. And I don't think Tennessee is going to, because the Ravens turn it up come playoff time, and that defense is amazing, and defense wins championships. I don't care what nobody say. Defense wins championships. They playing like the year they won the Super Bowl, so.
Alright, we gotta hold up here, because you've been getting a lot of heat on the blog from Steelers fans who are waiting for you to say something other than talking about Moel Day, and I guess inquiring minds want to know why you have no love for the Steelers.
Because I don't. Straight up, I just don't like the Steelers. I mean, it's a sports choice. I don't, as a sports fan, I'm not a fan of the Steelers game and the way they play. They switch up their players too much. I don't like a team that switch up players, because I like to love a player. They switch up their players too much. Ben Roethlisberger is too big. He plays, so he fumbles every 5 snaps. The coach, he don't care if they win or lose. And I just don't like him. I don't like him. I was Golden Dale and Chris Johnson smash and dash.
But you just said you thought the Titans were overrated.
I didn't say overrated. I said the Titans. I don't think the Titans are going to be able to beat the Ravens in the play. I know if they have to meet in the postseason,
okay.
because their defense wins championships. And you know, as much as Chris is my dog and stuff, but I saw them being shut down before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I saw the. It wasn't about how. It wasn't that they got shut down. It was the way they got shut down. And then you think about home. They go against the Ravens, and them people don't play. Some people don't play. They bust in your mouth. They don't play.
And I know the secret is to pull out his dreads too. That's the game. Okay. Next question is from Mike. After watching the T.O. interview, it got me thinking, who are the top five biggest sports jerks of all time? Does T.O. crack the top five?
T.O. cracks the top five. T.O., I don't have a certain order, so
okay.
I got T.O., though. Jose Canseco, not Barry Bonds, but that's my dude. What's that, Pete Rose? Only because you never tell what you did. Don't come if you got away with it, get away with it. Pray and ask for forgiveness from the law, from your God. You don't have to come out and tell the public, yeah, you know what? You want to know what I really did? No, don't do that. Who else? What's this dude's name? Who I'm trying to think of? Your boy, man. Len Bias, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Because you just don't do that. I got the right dude. What's the dude? Because the dude I'm thinking about ain't dead.
Oh.
Limbaugh is dead, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about Limbaugh. Man, we talk about all the time on here. Like, we use his name as a reference to don't do something stupid. But anyway, him, whoever he is. Pac-Man Jones. Yeah. Him. Pac-Man Jones. Slow yourself down, young man. Actually grow up. You play for the National Football League. It's a professional league. You don't only have to be a professional when you're on the field. You actually have to be a professional off the field too, sir. Yeah. Pac-Man Jones. You know what? Forget the guy who I couldn't remember. Pac-Man take up two. No, I'll tell you why. Because I'm one slide is for Pac-Man Jones, and the other slide is for Adam Jones, because you got to understand, Adam Jones got in trouble, too.
Yeah,
yeah, they both stupid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see me about that. Nah, I mean, because I'm every athlete I've met now from these, after these blocks, they used to come up to me and be like, I love that. I listen to such and such before my game. Not a like, hey, why you ain't say nothing about me on your blog? Like, damn, bitch. I met Delvin Young yesterday.
You did? Yeah. What, did he saw the blog?
He said he thought it was a typo. And he had a guy with him who played on the team, too. He knew I didn't know who it was, so he told me his number. I think like number 20, 22 or 26, I don't know. But he said that guy is who told him that, you know, Wayne talked about you on the body. He said when he went on there, he thought it was a typo. He's like, I couldn't believe it. But when I met him, I couldn't believe that he was a cool man. Like, he don't look like the type to throw a bat at an umpire. You know what I mean? Like, but I told him that was cool. I like that. And, because, you know, he knew the umpire was well protected. So if you know somebody's well protected or not, you know. Well, I throw a bat at your ass too, ain't gonna hurt you. You know, like me throwing the napkin at you right now. You know, but I throw it hard, it ain't gonna do nothing. You know what I mean? Like, that's how that was. So, but you know what I told him for real though? I told him, what I really liked is that he's actually became such a great player since that moment that no one remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him he has a chance to make it, to actually have it very unforgettable, to actually make it the one thing about him that they show 10 years from now that nobody could ever believe ever happened. I'm like, so you are like, you're on a good road, so I respect him for that.
What do you think it is that makes you drawn to these athletes so much? What do you think it is that just resonates?
Youth. The game of sports now is dominated by youth. You know, back then the guys were 4-year college guys, 7-year walk-ons, all that stuff. You know what I mean? Now, these guys are young. Even the old guys, they don't want to be nothing but young. Even with your dress code, all that, they're still young. You can watch these sports shows and all these guys, if it's not even just ESPN, all these sports shows, all these guys, when they talk, they're trying to rhyme, they're trying to talk and say the most slang. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been watching ESPN forever. It's never been about that. It was about Chris Berman saying whatever he had to say, Boomer doing those little things, he do his little take, and the only slang you would get was from Stu. You know, and now you're going to get everybody saying something, you know, everybody on there, not just ESPN, though. I watched Deion Sanders, oh my God, he has a little segment, 21 Street and Prime, that was hilarious, interesting, and I also saw some today is like Terrell Davis loops, and nobody's just sports no more, you know, nobody's just, everybody, but it was only because they know that it's dominated by youth, and they want to be down, they want to be cool, and they want to be accepted, and the athletes are young. I mean, look at LeBron, you know, back in the day, LeBron got tattoos everywhere, you know what I mean, like, he got tattoos over both his whole arms, you know what I mean, like, back in the day, you would know the one player in the league with that, who was Dennis Rodman, you know, because his hair was cut. They have a trillion guys with their hair wild now. You know, you could look at Virus, you could look at whoever, everybody, like, there's somebody, everybody has an ID now, you know, so it's just, and that ID is to be accepted not by 50 and 60-year-olds, but to be accepted by us.
And that's what you relate to, and that's what you love.
And that's where I come in at, yeah. Well, no, I love sports, pure sports.
Right,
but that's where it comes in at, yes.
Okay, sign us out.
Sign it out. I had fun. I hope Molly enjoyed the show. Hope my friend enjoyed the show. And this was great. I can't wait to do it again and be checking for the blog. I'm out.